T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Right now, a partly cloudy sky and 72 degrees. A Wichita teenager has been arrested after creating security concerns at an elementary school. Police say there was a disturbance at Truesdell Middle School in the 2400 block of South Glen Thursday afternoon. That situation caused nearby Woodman Elementary to be put on lockdown. The 14-year-old was arrested. No injuries are reported. Additional information was not immediately available. A man has been arrested in North Wichita in a domestic violence case of attempted murder.
At approximately 9 a.m. on Wednesday, officers responded to an area hospital in reference to an assault report. They made contact with a 34-year-old female who had reported her boyfriend strangling her and battering her, causing injuries.
The woman's boyfriend was located at his home on 53rd Street North. That 42-year-old man booked into jail on 3 domestic violence charges, including attempted murder, aggravated battery, and intimidation. The investigation continues into what caused a fire at an historic Wichita building.
The fire broke out just before 6 Wednesday night at the Old Occidental Hotel at 2nd and Main. Heavy smoke was seen coming from the building as fire crews arrived. Wichita Fire Marshal Stuart Bevis tells KSN News multiple crews worked to put out the blaze, but not before doing a lot of damage.
Originally, we were thinking maybe it was about $300,000, but after talking with the property representatives, we're estimating a loss of probably $1 million to the structure.
The building was under renovation when the fire broke out. There were no injuries. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A serial killer who ended up on the FBI's 10 most wanted list has been executed in Florida.
Gary Ray Bowles terrorized the East Coast for 8 months in 1994 with a spree that left 6 gay men dead and earned him the nickname the I-95 Killer. Bowles left a signature calling card at each crime scene, his victims found with objects stuffed in their mouths. The 57-year-old's rampage ended with the murder of Walter Hinton. He confessed to all 6 killings after his arrest 2 days later. Bowles was jailed at least twice for minor crimes while on the run, but authorities didn't know they caught a serial killer because he used a stolen identity. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Major phone companies claim they'll do more to fight robocalls.
Most of us have experienced those annoying and sometimes threatening phone calls from scammers and others.
Please consider this your final notice.
IRS is filing lawsuit against
Americans. Get nearly 5 billion such automated calls each month. Attorneys general from all 50 states now say 12 of the nation's largest phone companies are pledging to do more to fight them, but no actual timeline has been set. State AGs want the phone companies to trace the origins of various robocalls and allow law enforcement to investigate. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Wichita Public School Superintendent Dr. Alicia Thompson tells KNSS News a grant has given USD 259 the money to improve security in the schools. She says all of the cameras have been upgraded to digital.
The other thing that we were able to do is we have some special locks that we have on our particular classrooms, and so that will allow our teachers to be able to lock those rooms from the inside.
Dr. Thompson is our guest this weekend on Issues 2019, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
This is Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. 6:09 now, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Taking a quick look at traffic out there, things looking okay so far. Those volumes picking up, but not really heavy enough to slow anything down just yet on the Wichita roadways. Traffic conditions looking good. And the gasoline prices starting to come down after a midweek jump this week. We were jumped up to $2.29 a gallon, and now we're down to $2.27 in a few places. I saw $2.27, 47th Street South and Hydraulic. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. All is quiet now across south-central Kansas, but that's going to be changing as we go into the weekend. With some patchy low clouds early on, we become sunny today with a high 84. A few thunderstorms possible overnight, our low near 70, then scattered morning storms on Saturday with a high 82. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now partly cloudy sky, 71 degrees. We have an east wind at 6 miles per hour. 6:10 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS on this Friday, August 23rd, 2019. Milder temperatures across central Kansas Thursday, much milder. Wichita high temperature, 81 degrees. That was after 94 on Wednesday. And the normal high for the date, 91. So 10 degrees below normal for that date. How about that? On this date in 1999, the Dow Jones Industrial Average soared 199 points to a then record 11,299. Yesterday's close, 26,552. That was 1999. What is that? Do my math. 20 years? Yeah, 20 years. It's 1, 2, 3, Bob, almost what, tripled? No, doubled at least. Okay. My math is not too good. The Rhode Island Fire Marshal is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of whoever is responsible for blowing up a pair of portable toilets last weekend. The first explosion happened Saturday at a residential construction site in the coastal town of Westerly. The second incident occurred in a private parking lot in Charlestown. Police say a fisherman heard an explosion, but the damage was not reported until Sunday morning. There were no reports of injuries in either explosion. Somebody's blowing up the toilets in Rhode Island. Shameful. Disgusting.
Wasn't it Dean Wormer that said every spring the toilets explode?
Dean Wormer said that? He should know.
Or that guy at the Home Depot in Wichita last year that walked into Home Depot and said, I'm going to drop a bomb. went into the John and did so.
He did drop the bomb. Okay. Who was that? Somebody we know? A video shows employees at a rental car agency all they need to know about how a car got damaged in Yellowstone's National Park. The footage shows one of dozens of bison stampeding through the park as it rams the rental and cracks the windshield. No injuries. The Casper Star Tribune reports a family member caught the scene on video August 13th after the animals brought traffic to a standstill. The bison weigh up to 2,000 pounds. So they run up to 30 miles per hour, and they're just as crazy as they can be. And I saw the video. These fools in Yellowstone, the signs, don't get out of your car. Don't feed these animals. And here comes a herd of buffalo, and these people are getting outside of the car.
Well, that's their problem.
Yeah, I know.
Idiots.
I wonder, do you just not read the signs, or are they for somebody else?
No, they're like every other person. They just ignore.
Ignore the signs?
Yeah. Do whatever the heck they want.
Well, I saw a sign. They also had some video of somebody, I think.
I'm a taxpayer. I can do whatever I want.
Somebody who's actually gored by one of those guys, and one of those buffalo, came down, got the person on her horns, and flipped it about 12 feet into the air. They are powerful.
Oh, yeah.
And as I said, I interviewed a man one time who has a buffalo herd up by McPherson. You never breed the wild out of them.
Nope.
They're not like domestic Herefords out there. All right, let's jump into this real quick. Ted, help me out if I get anything wrong on this. The AAA baseball franchise coming to Wichita is ramping up the process for unveiling the team name. So thus far on social media, the team has released two of about a half dozen would-be names and color schemes for the team. We saw one this week. Another one came out. Ted? 29ers? But leading up to the official announcement in mid-November, these possible names apparently will not be the final choice. New Orleans Baby Cakes Wichita Baseball Assistant Manager, General Manager, Bob Mulett, spoke with Bruce Hurdle Thursday morning on Sports Daily on KFH.
Let me make sure I understand this. Will the name come from the six names that will be unveiled, or do you guys reserve the right to go with something outside of the six names that will be revealed?
So the name will come outside of what the six names are that's revealed. Each name... Gotcha. Has a tie to the community. When you put every single one of those names together, it will come with what the narrative of the ultimate brand is going to be.
Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle. Shane Dennis heard every weekday mornings from 9 to 11 on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. So what does that mean, Ted? Can you decipher what that gentleman just said? They're just saying we're trying to get some ideas or running these things up the flagpole to see which direction we're going? Or seems kind of
I think it's
open-ended.
Up to your interpretation.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that was really revealed was that we were thinking these might be possible names, but apparently these things they're trotting out are not going to be the final name.
Right. Yeah, that's what it seemed like to me, is that they're just running out. These were things that were considered, but these will not be the name. It's going to be something else entirely.
That's what Mr. Mulett said yesterday.
Okay. They're right to name the team anything they want.
And that's pretty much what he said, too. We've got a name, but they're just doing this to keep
the interest up.
Keep the pot stirred and keep people's interest peaked up. But apparently these names are trotting out will not be the final name that we'll find out in November.
So if you really liked the B-29s, it isn't
going to
happen.
It's not going to be that. Yeah.
The River, what is it, River Riders? River Raiders? What was it? The first
River Riders River was Rider? The first one.
I don't know if anybody really liked that one.
Well, whatever. But you think they've already got it, Ted?
Oh, sure they do. They've already got
they probably hired somebody
in motion to have all the uniforms made and the hats and the marketing. When they trot it out mid-November, it'll be ready to go.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It takes time to get that stuff together. Yeah.
Get all the logos together and get all the branding and all that stuff so they can market the team. And, so they've already got – you think it's all there sealed in the vault somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's interesting how the public – I think most of the public believes, hey, we get to name the team. I don't think so.
No, and that was made pretty clear yesterday.
You're not going to get to name the team.
Well, and
I don't have a good name anyway. I don't care. So
he pointed out that there are some minor league teams that have actually done that, have fans vote on a name.
Yeah.
And then when the fans vote on a winner, then the owners go, I don't like that name. We don't like that. But then it's all out there in the public, and you've already said you're having a contest.
So you either have to go back on your word.
Which they usually do. They go back on the word, and the fans are like, whoa, I thought we voted on this. And everybody gets all mad. So they're right up
front. They're not promising anything.
No.
They're just saying, we've got a name. You'll like it. Justice.
So there's definitely not a fan vote on this thing.
Well, I think of course, we're not talking about the dyed-in-the-wool strong – knowledgeable baseball fan. We're talking about the general public. Baseball fan goes out there and says, hey, that was a nice bunt, or we're seeing good pitching tonight, or something like that. But this is going to be something. This team is going to be there with this new stadium, and it's more than that. It's a big, a big marketing draw.
Well, sure it is.
And, they probably hired some consultant for a couple $100,000 and said, hey, name this team for us. I said, okay, and they did.
I don't know if they've necessarily hired a consultant, but they have what they call a branding team. So they have a team of folks that have been working on this for quite a long time.
Okay.
Yeah, and they talked with,
they said they interviewed hundreds of local residents and Wichitans to get a feel for us and our community and what direction they would probably go with this.
So I wouldn't say no input, just there's no direct vote or
anybody
anything.
Anybody out
like
there
that.
Listening has been interviewed by them about you might give us a call. Hear about that. I get a feeling there are not too many. Anyway, it's 6:18, Stephen Ted here on KNSS. And I'll tell you one thing, Ted. It didn't take a lot of consultants for us to name this Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Yeah, we came up with that by ourselves.
Yeah. We just noodled it up.
And we branded it, and it's huge.
And nobody's using it anywhere in the world.
No.
Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. What are you going to start with? The Chiefs this weekend?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Let's go.
Have one more preseason home game, and that is tomorrow night up at Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs hosting the San Francisco 49ers. Chiefs are a 3.5-point favorite in this one. This is the second time in 3 years that the 49ers and the Chiefs have met in Arrowhead in the preseason. And they also played in the regular season there last year. Chiefs 49ers, live pregame coverage with Mitch Holtus and the broadcast crew at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. The game will kick off at 7 o'clock. And you can hear it all right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Don't forget, our last preseason chat with Mitch is this morning at 8:15 as we wrap up 4 weeks of that. So we'll talk with Mitch at 8:15, be here for that. And coming up on Monday evening, the big Chiefs pep rally here in Wichita at Chicken and Pickle at 13th and Greenwich. Mitch Holtus will be there. Steve and Ted will be there. Former players, VIPs, tons of fans. We're looking forward to it. If you want to sign up, you can go to the Facebook page for Chicken and Pickle ICT and get signed up. We'll see you there Monday night.
Ted, as a program note, we're going to have Mitch on every Friday during the season, right?
As we always do.
We have? All right.
So every Friday morning.
Once the regular season gets here.
You bet.
And we certainly had interesting action in for the Kansas City Royals yesterday against the Boston Red Sox in Fenway Park. Of course, it was the completion of that suspended game that got rained out in extra innings 2 weeks ago. So they picked up that suspended game yesterday afternoon at noon. Tied in the 10th inning, Royals go down 1-2-3 in the top of the 10th. And in the bottom of the 10th, the Red Sox get a one-out double and then a single and game over. That's 12 minutes. It took 12 minutes yesterday.
Now that's moving along.
But the Red Sox, I'll talk about that. The Red Sox did everything they could to get people in the stands yesterday. They let everybody under 18 got in free. Okay. Anyone else got in for $5. They sold $1 hot dogs. And they got 16,000 fans in there for 12 minutes. Yeah.
Not bad.
And somebody wrote a nice article that said that, well, the Royals and the Red Sox basically solved two of baseball's problems right away yesterday. Pace of play and a way to get youngsters in the way to get young families in the ballpark.
There you go. You know,
lower the concession ticket prices and play quickly.
There you go.
That's what they did yesterday. All right, back to normal action for the Royals this weekend as they go to Cleveland and visit the Indians. 6 o'clock tonight, and then noon on Sunday, you can hear those games on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. JUCO football season opener in El Dorado tomorrow night for 10th-ranked Butler Community College. The Grizzlies hosting 14th-ranked Iowa Central. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of the Butler Grizzlies beginning at 6:30 tomorrow evening, and that'll be on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Yesterday, 5th-ranked Hutchinson Community College opened up the season, winning on the road at Ellsworth, 41-16 in Iowa. Hutchinson starts out 1-0 on the season. In women's soccer, the Kansas Jayhawks beat Nebraska 4-0 in the season opener last night. KU senior Katie McClure from Mays, 3 of the 4 goals. She had a hat trick. Great start to the season for senior Katie McClure and KU women's soccer. Also in women's soccer, 8th-ranked Butler Community College opened up the season, beating Northern Oklahoma Tonkawa 3-1. Butler Grizzlies off to a 1-0 start in women's soccer. That's sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Dancing with the Stars gets political. That's coming up, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.